from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Secretary of State says stop firing those missiles. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said today the best step North Korea could take to signal it's ready for dialogue would be to stop its missile tests.
We're not going to give someone a specific number of days or weeks. This is really about the spirit of these talks, and they can demonstrate they're ready to sit with a spirit of finding a way forward in these talks by no longer conducting these missile tests. So this is not give me 30 days and we're ready to talk. It's not quite that simple.
As to when the economic bite of these sanctions might finally sink in?
In terms of these most recent round of sanctions, I think your point is well taken that when do these actually have a practical bite on their revenues? I think perhaps the more important element of that is just the message that this sends to North Korea of how unacceptable the entire international community finds what they're doing.
VOA asked Korea Society's Stephen Norper about the U.S. reluctance to meet at the table with Pyongyang.
Well, there has been hesitation because the precondition was a commitment to denuclearization. But I think that the pragmatic concerns are such that the advances warrant talk sooner than not. And there have been many proposals across the U.S. public sphere and in scholarly and analytical circles that a freeze is needed or some sort of moratorium, and that's only achieved through negotiation.
In the meantime, the U.S. has cautiously welcomed China's support of new U.N. sanctions against North Korea, but said that it would closely monitor China's compliance with the penalties intended to deprive North Korea of $1 billion a year to fund its nuclear and ballistic missile program. This is VOA News. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says soldiers stopped what he called a terrorist attack by some 20 people on a military base in the northwest city of Valencia, killing two and capturing eight others. The attack was apparently led by a former National Guard officer who insisted it was not a coup. On the eve of Kenya's presidential elections, hundreds of international observers from the European and African Unions are fanning across the country to monitor the elections. The head of the European Parliament delegation, David McAllister, spoke today in Nairobi.
The European Union has a long tradition in supporting partner countries in democracy and in conducting good elections. We're all hoping for free, fair, and peaceful elections in this country.
The head of the National Super Alliance today came out with a rather unusual accusation in anticipation of tomorrow's election. This is Musalia Mudavadi.
We have information that the Jubilee administration plans to switch off electronic voter identification devices in all their strongholds at 12 noon tomorrow. This will then give way to pure manual voting and stuffing of the ballot in the excuse that the systems have failed.
Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta faces longtime opposition leader Raila Odinga. The Australian Navy said it has found the U.S. aircraft that crashed into the sea Saturday off Australia's east coast. Australia Defense Minister Maurice Payne said in a statement that the submerged aircraft was located shortly after Royal Australian Navy survey ship HMAS Melville arrived in Shoalwater Bay. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has denied a New York Times report suggesting he's considering a 2020 run for the presidency, calling it disgraceful and offensive. Now, Kellyanne Conway, an advisor to President Trump, agreed. She appeared on the ABC News program this week.
That is complete fiction. That is complete fabrication. And I know that his advisors, who had comments attributed to them, have pushed back very strongly, as has the vice president, and as am I right now, unequivocally. Vice President Pence is a very loyal, very dutiful, but also incredibly effective vice president, active vice president.
Pence also said he plans to focus all his efforts on advancing the Trump agenda and on seeing President Trump reelected in 2020. Former war crimes prosecutor Carla Del Ponte, who for 5 years has been part of a UN panel documenting abuses in the Syrian conflict, says she is resigning from the Commission of Inquiry on Syria because of a lack of support from the UN Security Council. This is Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.